of the way different concepts are connected in your mind and how you have these relationships between different areas of research and how things head off in different directions. And then, you know, that might come to a dead end, but it spawns another branch that goes in another direction. If you try to organize this in notebooks or paper, I mean, it gets misplaced. You can't search it. It's terrible to do it in paper. If you try to do it online, the best way to organize this stuff ends up being in a wiki. At first, I had a huge tech document that was always budding and getting truncated, but it's much better to use a wiki for this. I've got some bullet points up here, and like I said, this is a demo. So you're actually looking at a wiki. And that was some rapid editing. This is a personal one, and what I ended up doing is building all my physics notes into this wiki. I use it also to give presentations, as you're seeing now, but I can bring this down. And also, if there are any questions about this as I'm giving it, please ask them. Also, I have an unusual way of doing science in that I like doing open source science and making everything I do publicly viewable. So this is actually a web page. Let's see here. You might not believe it's a web page until you type that URL into your laptop. But if you want more convincing, it's actually a web page. I'll shrink it down a little bit. These buttons here do various things. If you, my philosophy in customizing the interface for this wiki is I want it to be as out of my way as possible, and so I could focus on the content. So if you want to know what any of these buttons do, they all have tooltips. So you just hover over it, and it tells you what it does. So this is to collapse them so that you can see them, all of them on there at once. Now, since I'm a physicist, one of the most important things to me is the use of LaTeX. So what I can do is create a note here. And what I'll do is I'll just switch over here to where I've got the tech of a paper that you may or may not have seen. And I'll copy some tech out of it. Copy, and I'm gonna paste it in here into the wiki, enter it, and there it is. So this is just straight LaTeX, and the magic behind this is JavaScript. It's written by this brilliant guy named David Savone, who wrote this package called JS Math, which takes in LaTeX as its source, and it if you embed this on any web page, it will typeset your mathematics for you and display it in a way that's visible. Now, if you're doing this for your own purposes, for your own notes, as I do, then it looks this pretty. And that's because I have the right fonts installed on my computer, but any user who wants to see this can download these tech fonts and it'll look this pretty. If anybody comes in, like some of you may have, to look at this, you'll see this math displayed as tiny little image bits that are put together to make these characters. Not big blocks of ugly images, but actually the JavaScript constructs each little individual character out of bits. It's really an amazing bit of software. But the thing that's really cool about this is using this as a wiki, it lets you do things that you've always wanted to see in a paper, which is if there's some mathematical term here you haven't seen before, if this were a wiki, and the way you make it a wiki is you add little wiki links in here. I just added a wiki link down there at the bottom around super connection. All right. So normally, if I were to make this note, it would have this link here as a super connection. So if you're reading along some text, and someone's talking about something, and you want a link to a glossary or something, since these are your own physics notes, you have a link to what a super connection is. And it brings that up that way. Let me collapse the others other than the super connection. And I want to concentrate on just on this one. So this note, that's what collapsed this note. Okay. I'll move this down here. So this thing was intended to be my notes. So super connection is just one note that I have that exists in this wiki. This wiki is actually highly compact. The whole thing is just one HTML file. So essentially this is just like a book that has inner hyperlinks, so you can only need to look at little parts of it at a time. But this is a really great way to represent knowledge, because it means you can have little pieces, you have one note for each concept, but then if there's anything in this note and you don't know what it is or you want to describe it, you have links to it. So maybe I have a super connection that's defined in terms of a connection. What's a connection? I can click on that and bring up the note for a connection. what's a connection? Well, it describes it, all this weird math geometry, but it has to do with one forms. All right, what's a one form? I've got a note on that. All right, brings it up, describes it. Apparently, one form is this thing that that acts on tangent vectors. All right, well, now we're getting something you might be more familiar with. We have this description of a tangent vector, which may or may not be sensible to you. But anyway, this whole thing ends up giving you a nice, deep, interlinked hierarchy of concepts for how all these things are arranged. So the other real bonus of this is, as you build these things, so these things are built up from the base level of really simple pieces like tangent vectors. Oh, I should also show off a little bit. So this is all scalable, of course. But these concepts are all built from different interlinking pieces. So I've been working on this for 2 years ago when I started moving my notes over to onto a wiki, and it was really kind of a shock to deal with the different thinking involved in composing a wiki for yourself and for your own notes rather than some linear composition. Because usually when we lay out a paper or a book, we put the ideas in sequence, and the real trick is how to flow these things. Okay, so you put a lot of thought into how to flow from one to the other and how to segue between them. In a wiki, the composition is entirely different. In a wiki that you're building for yourself or to show to others, instead of putting the thought there, you put the thought in how to connect these concepts up non-linearly. Okay, how do you link up all these tiny bits in a way that that makes sense and conveys this knowledge in the best way? So that's where the thought goes in the composition process. It's kind of a different process, but it's really neat. Why is this any better than the web? Right? Why not just make a bunch of? I haven't seen any questions yet. You guys are all either very confused or very shocked. Yeah. I had mind maps in mind. So eventually, I want to be able to build a graphical representation of every note in my wiki. There are hundreds. There's about 500 little notes like this, each for a different concept. Originally, I had it in my mind where I actually wrote it out on the big sheet of paper. I wrote it out as a mind map where I would draw a little circle for each note, what is going to be there, how it's going to link to all the others, how the dependencies worked out, and put that, link that up as a wiki. So I'd love to have a graphical representation of this. And it's going to happen. It just hasn't happened yet. Right, yeah. I'd love to do it. It'd be fantastic. Yep. I'd also like to be able to use it to navigate through the wiki. So I'd like to have it connected, preferably with some JavaScript. But we'll have to see how that can work. But what makes this better than the net, where you just have, you know, web pages connected by hyperlinks? Well, the thing that's really neat is, unlike the net, is you've got backlinking. So in Wikipedia, this is known as, you know, what links here. So for example, if you want to know, well, how is a connection used? Well, there are these different ideas that you can use a connection for, like a Turn-Simons form. But a connection, you know, crops up in all sorts of different ways, and you can navigate down to here to see where it's used. You can also have the curvature of a connection as an example of how a connection is used. So this is really useful, and it's also useful for educational purposes. So if someone else comes into your wiki, there are many possible uses for a wiki. But if you're using this for your own notes, which is the way I use it, you may or may not want to make your own personal research notes open to public view. Okay, it doesn't have to be open to public view. The beauty of this particular wiki, and the engine's called a TiddlyWiki. Actually, click on the About screen up here. They'll tell you more about it while I'm jabbering. So the engine's is based on a TiddlyWiki, and a TiddlyWiki exists as one HTML file. This whole thing is an HTML file. If you want to look at it now, if you want to download it, it's on this surfboard, which you can run. You can plug the surfboard into any computer, double click on your HTML file, and it'll bring up this wiki, which you can edit and save back to the surfboard. So this ends up being your online your notebook. It's a USB key, of course. And so it's very portable. You can import and export tech out of it just by importing and exporting the source. It's very, this is a heavily customized one. I've cleaned down the evidence, cleaned down the interface. If you go to TiddlyWiki, you can download a new one and make it from there. But that's how it looks when I started with it. So if you like that version there, you can go from there and just add the JS math to it. Or you can, since I'm big on open source software and this all these tools, TiddlyWiki, JS math, all my customizations to it are all open source. There's a link here. We can go here to the downloads directory and download it for yourself if you don't want to pass the surfboard around and copy it off of that. But yeah, are there more questions about that? Yeah, Michael. So right now, this particular Sci21 physics wiki is publicly editable. I put it out there this morning. If you guys want to hack on it, change it, upload it. The way you upload it is there's this little carrot over here that says upload this wiki to the remote server. So if you click on that, so since this thing, you may have noticed I didn't go to a different page. All these things pop up on the same page, even though it's different wiki articles. Okay, they're very small articles is the way this is designed to work, all interlinked. But when you upload it, that uploads the whole wiki, which is just one HTML file, to a server, where then others, you can download it again and do it. So if you want to make changes and hit that key and upload it, play with it. And of course, it saves various versions in a backup folder. Access control, if you want to use this for a collaboration, okay? So this usually this sits on my computer, and I edit the file locally and just sync it to a server for publicly, but not for public editing. My own personal one doesn't have this carrot here where others can edit it because I want authorship of my own work. It's very much my personal research note. But for collaborations, what you do is in the directory where this HTML file lives, you put an HTTP access file and an HTTP password file in there. And you give the password away to the people that you want to edit it. And anybody who wants to then can edit it. The other thing you can do, so that's the easiest way. That's if you want it not to be publicly viewable, but editable by the people who can view it. If you want it to be publicly viewable but editable only by a few, what you can do is you can issue usernames and passwords to people and put those usernames and passwords in a file that sits in the script on the server that handles the uploading. And only they will be able to upload changes to the wiki. Otherwise, people will say, no, you don't have the right password. You can't upload your changes. Cadi.
All of our documentation of data sets and algorithms online for the network work bench, and anybody can do it. Not much bad things happen so far. But what I'm always finding annoying is that I don't see what people actually did. I mean, there are log files, which are kind of linear listings of what happened, but I don't have it like in Word where you really see in the text highlighted what actually happened.
Right.
You can quickly approve it. So I always wonder if anybody figured out a way that I could just see highlights of different.
Well, Wikipedia does that very well. So my recommendation is if you're going to have a lot of people editing a wiki, you don't want to use TiddlyWiki. Okay? TiddlyWiki is designed for personal use. Okay? It's designed really for a person's personal notebook. It is, by a couple hacks, okay, usable for collaborations the way I'm showing it here. Somebody raise their hand if they upload a changed version of this, and I'll reload it and see what it looks like. If you're going to use it for a large collaboration, then you can use the Wikimedia software, such as Wikipedia runs off of, and then that shows you versions with the changes. So it shows you which editor has made which changes between different versions. Wikimedia is really good that way. This is much more lightweight. I mean, Wikimedia relies on a data, an SQL database or running some sort of database in the background that manages all this. This is all just flat text that goes into an HTML file.
Maybe a related comment on this. I published a paper way back three, 4 years back in time now, where I kind of made a philosophical statement that maybe at some point in time, maybe 5 years, maybe in 10, we would actually start recording science exactly this way. And then you might have a new idea, and you then have to kind of put this new idea into an existing conceptual framework. And depending on if it fits, it's right in and you interlink it, and you can actually get credits not only for putting new ideas in it, but also for making new connections, which could be interdisciplinary connections, cultural long-term interlinkages between a paper now and 100 years back in time. But it could also be that your new idea just doesn't fit this thing at all,
right,
the existing knowledge framework, if you wish. In which case, it might be needed that you modify your idea, or the entire environment around your idea is probably wrong, or you have two parallel tracks evolving, or maybe you need a scientific revolution, basically changing the entire framework, and that would cause a lot of problems. At least you would have one thing to always refer to, and it would very much feel like a wiki or Wikipedia as opposed to a pile of papers.
Right. This is a great idea. This is
how far along the authors is. I mean, I like the idea to do this, but for me, it just doesn't work because I can't see the changes.
Yes.
I assume that the file that returns are
Well, so like I said, this is my personal research notebook.
Yeah.
I just make it available for others to use as their personal research notebooks, is what I'm suggesting. Also, it can be used for collaborators, and presumably you edit a bunch of things on the wiki like this. You go back and forth instead of passing emails back and forth with tech files. You just make these changes on the wiki and submit the changes. Your other editors see it, or you send them an email that says, I just made some changes. Yeah, there's updated, there are updates made in each backup, for each update. Yeah, Cameron.
I'm guessing you know what a tangent vector is, so you put that in. I know what a tangent vector is, so
right.
So you're putting a lot more detail in about stuff that you presumably know quite well. I'm wondering how much extra work is that, and how much value do you get out of that? I'm sure other people get value out of it when
right.
they look at it, but how much value do you get out of that, going deeper and defining things properly?
Right. I did it because I wanted to start with the most basic elements in differential geometry as possible, working towards building a grander unified theory describing physics. So I found it very helpful to go and really think about what the basic elements were and what they meant, and then to build on that base up and outward. And that's, in a sense, still what I'm doing. So it was. I'd say 80% for pedagogical purposes in making it sensible for other people to go that deep into what do these pieces mean. And if you can even go below, let's see, so below tangent vector, it really depends on a manifold. And then below manifold, I say, okay, I'm done talking. If you want to talk about real numbers or something, go to Wikipedia. So my pedagogy has limits, and manifold is its limit. Yeah, Robin.
So one of the things that I'm just blown away by is the ability to go grab a whole big chunk of text and
yeah.
just paste it in there.
Each way, yeah, you can go back and forth.
Yeah, I mean, I told Jock the other day that he basically answered my Christmas list, and you just answered my next Christmas list.
well, Robin, hang on a second. So. I mean, there are a lot of good things about Jacques in Sticky. So if you want to use in Sticky, maybe you'd enjoy using it. Oh, wait, that's the wrong thing. All right. I don't know how the heck that happened. But yeah, I'd recommend trying them both.
That's actually what I'm doing right now. So
my
question for you is, is there any other wiki package that has the same level of tech support? His exports to tech, but doesn't read it. Yours seems to read.
Well, his does read iTech.
It doesn't do new command, for instance. Which is
right, right.
JS Math does.
Yes.
I'm curious, is this the top of the line, head and shoulders above everything else in terms of tech reading?
I think so. But as was pointed out, this is not MathML. Okay, this is just this JavaScript program that goes from LaTeX to display these things typeset according to basic LaTeX.
Presumably JS Math though could be, I mean actually the guy who wrote JS Math has a thing where he says I can do MathML because I didn't feel like it. Presumably somebody could port it.
Yeah, so the idea is, so the real idea is I wanted this thing to be portable forever, or at least for my lifetime. You know, so I wanted to be able to have all my notes as tech.
Yeah.
So I figured whatever comes along that will typeset math better, Okay, I will eventually move these notes over to it as a wiki and use whatever typesetting, you know, that is. Whatever it is, it's going to port, you're going to be able to port tech to it. All right, at least the next decade or two. So it's this migration. I mean, I'll always be actively migrating thing, but you want to predict what's going to stay in usage, and I think tech will stay in usage for a while. So that's what I want to be able, that's what I want to edit in, that's what I want my brain to think in when I'm composing. And yeah, I like you, I really like to add all these LaTeX shortcuts via new commands, right? I want to abbreviate all these Greek symbols. I have, you know, abbreviations for fractions, you know, all this stuff, which JS Math does. There's a plugin here. You can actually edit the new commands you can put in here. But since you're with JS Math, they're called these JS Math macros instead. But they're essentially the same as new commands, you know, like FR for a fraction. It's a very similar format. So this is, and you can edit this, and this is in a wiki note. So if you want one new on the fly, you can just edit it in there and then start using it. And it's pretty cool what you can do with this thing. Let me give myself more space. Like I said, I made it so you can get everything out of the way and concentrate on the source. And I made this chart, so if I want to enter something, I have the symbol it generates, the LaTeX command for it, and the places where it's used. So that's a variety of symbols that I use in this thing, in my own personal research notes. So if you download the source for this, I've made versions available. Oh, great. I've made versions available. That's good that I'm going over time. My laptop's telling me that. Sorry. Just about. Okay. Just about means I'm not quite done. So any final questions? Yeah.
Graphs and diagrams.
Yeah, what I do is I edit those using an SVG editor. I use Inkscape in the hopes that SVG will become the standard. So I have two directories. I have one directory for SVGs and another that are PNG versions of those SVGs. And for now, on the page, I put the PNGs on there. But when SVG is standard, I'll make them the SVGs. Yeah, you had a question?
Oh, I was just going to say, for people who aren't super technical and don't want to install software, there are wikis available online for free. You just log in, create one. And it's not necessarily so good for people who want plugins.
Right.
But if you're just doing basic, like you want to set up who can access it, who can see it, you want to see who edited what, it'll show, you can set up all those different things online with basically point click, whatever. You can set it up that way. So it's really quite simple. An example of that would be like PBWiki, for example.
Yep. Yeah, they're great implementations for this that are very easy to use. PBWiki is not easy to use. It's I'm a geek. This is for geeks. This is for people who like to hack on their stuff, customize it, and get everything working the way they want. Okay, and something like PBWiki is much better for someone who just wants to go and start editing right away. I think I'm out of time.
Yeah, I think at this point we should probably stop the